What is up, everyone? Welcome to The Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR coming to you as usual every Thursday, Cigars with The Cave Show here at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Thank you for joining us at a very special time today. You've been sticking with us all week. I do appreciate that very much. Like I said, this is The Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. What do we have on the docket today? OBJ's in a little bit of trouble. We'll find out why. We'll talk a little bit more baseball, a little bit more of this foolishness. Just foolishness. We have a special guest on to talk about it with us. Bilingual reporter from Deportes, Arizona, the one and only. Alink Roscoe will be joining us very shortly. We'll break down a little bit more of what's going on and what she thinks will happen with Cora, his future, AJ Hinch, his future, and other possible teams. And there's no better person to go to because she was at both of those World Series. So we'll get into that and we'll talk. And there's a lot of talking about the Lakers lost the game last night to Orlando. I find it funny that before they reporters about LeBron and AD, then they lose the game without AD. It's like, oh, well, they didn't have AD. Pick one or the other. And DeAndre Ayton, tonight should be your coming out party. I'll tell you why. I'll do all that right here on The Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. We're coming to you live from Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Cigar with The Cave Show every Thursday. Get down here and get 10% off of your cigar purchase. Located on Alma School in Chandler Heights, locally in Chandler, Arizona. An incredible selection of sticks here at Maduro's. You can also get your beer and wine fix on here. There are a ton of televisions. It's a place to watch every game, every sport at all times. There will be a big game celebration here. So make sure you get down here and check it out. They will be having a chili cook-off. So you can't miss that. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Like I said, become a club member, get a humidor, or locker, excuse me, and the humidor backs up to the locker, and you get 10% off of your cigars. Just mention PLR from The Cave Show, and they will definitely take care of you. So let's jump right in, and let's talk about some of this nonsense, this baseball nonsense, this OBJ nonsense. So I kind of want to lead off with that, because OBJ is on the field passing out money. So we hear no, it's real money. So is it fake money? Is it real money? Why is OBJ rolling with fake money to begin with? And then we get Joe Burrow saying he doesn't know about fake money, but he knows he's got the real money. But does it really matter because he's gone? A couple other players that he handed money to, they haven't said one way or the other, but those players, they're declaring for the draft too. So I don't really know what's going on with OBJ and the cash deal. I will say this, though. My man, that's a terrible look. Do we believe players should get paid? A lot of people do. I'm one of them. I'm not going to lie. I definitely believe that players should get paid. Hell, they're using a likeness. They're using everything. LSU's made a ton of money. The SEC has made a ton of money. The NCAA has made a ton of money. And if you think that a top-line player on the best football team in the country and the top football conference in the country didn't get any type of kickback, you're burying your head in the sand. Am I saying LSU cheated? No. Am I even saying the coach would have knowledge of every dime that passes through everybody's hand? No, I'm not saying that either. What I'm saying, though, is if you think the top program in the top conference of football and their top players aren't getting a little some extra, you believe that Arizona is one earthquake away from becoming an Ocean View state. Guys, it doesn't happen that way. It just doesn't happen that way. But you can't be blatant with it either. You can't be out there passing out wads of money on national television. What did the kids say? Low-key? That's the new thing now? Low-key? You got to be on a low. You got to be on a down low. You got to be on a low with that. OBJ, that's a bad look, bruh. That's just a bad look. It's just simply something that cannot be done. Because then you start hearing all the nonsense. Well, OBJ is trying to bring attention to OBJ, which I don't buy. OBJ is just trying to, which, again, I don't buy. But you don't want to fuel that nonsense either. You don't want to add to it. And unfortunately, OBJ has done that now. He's added to the nonsense. I think they got me, though, with the play money, because I not once believed it was play money. He was unrolling the bank for the kids. Now, as of today, he has some other issues. The New Orleans police have issued an arrest warrant for Odell Beckham Jr. When I first saw this story, I was like, for handing out some money? No, OBJ decided to slap the buttocks, the bottom, the hind part of a Superdome security guard in the LSU locker room. A complaint. And I'm going to read this straight. Louisiana statute defines simple battery as battery committed without the consent of the victim. Punishment in Louisiana can include a fine of no more than $1,000 and imprisonment for no more than 6 months or both. Come on, people. Odell, not only does it look like you were giving out money to players, but you just had to slide some more money unwillingly into a security guard's pocket. Okay. This has so many levels of stupidity. One, OBJ, come on, man. I know you're excited. I know you're fired up. And maybe you were just playing around. But you have to know there are money grubbers out there. And anything you do is going to give them an idea that, hey, I bet I can sue. I bet I can win. If I sue. And this has to be the dumbest thing ever. So he's basically going to pay a fine. And he's going to have to slide some money to this security guard. Hey, listen, I will say this, though. And I'm going to be honest about this one. OBJ, if that's a young lady, you know, you way know better. If it's not, dude, come on, man. Come on, man. But either way, for those few hundred that he passed out to players, I think it's going to be just a tad more to the security guard. Is he going to do time? No, he's not going to jail for this. Is he going to have to pay a fine? Yes. And he's going to have to turn around and give away some money to someone that has found their way into some free loot without winning a national title. Now, keep in mind, I don't want anyone to come back and at me. So let me repeat this again. If it is a young lady, you know better. You know better. Ah, man. Pro athletes, college athletes, money on the field, slapping back in the security guard. OBJ, your look has to be better. Your look has to be better. Well, we are 30 seconds away from having the one and only Alin Carrasco on. We'll do that in exactly 30 seconds.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School in Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
The Law Office of Kerry Lackey should be your first and only call if you are in need of a criminal defense attorney. Also specializing in DUI and accident cases, contact the Law Office of Kerry Lackey online or call 602-288-2303. And remember, the best offense is a good defense.
Welcome back to the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR, and we are coming to you live from Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. And on the Kerry Lackey Law Line right now, bilingual reporter from Deportes, Arizona, and someone who was firsthand covering the World Series that the Astros won and the World Series that the Red Sox won, the one, the only, Alin Carrasco. Alin, what's up, my friend? How are you? Let's try this again. There you go. How are you, my
muted.
Friend?
I'm great. How are you doing today?
I'm good, boy. That production board is a beautiful thing.
Well, speaking about this whole craziness World Series, I just got this notification right now that also Carlos Beltran is out as a Mets manager due to also the involvement of this Astros sign stealing, which I actually, this morning, I was thinking about it. I was like, I'm surprised if Alex Cora's out, why Carlos Beltran hasn't been out.
Well, here's the only reason I thought he may have a shot, just because they said they weren't going to punish any players. And at the time,
yeah,
he technically was a player. But you're right. I mean, there was no way, once he got promoted, that he could last, because the first question for him when he walks into that clubhouse to start spring training is, what did you know? What did you do? And that would take all the juice away of being the Mets' new manager. So this is a crazy situation. I've got to ask you. You were at both those World Series that Alex Cora was tied to, and you were at the Houston World Series. Did anything seem odd to you as you were there in the stadium? Was there rumors of banging and clanking, and did anything seem off kilter?
No, and especially at Houston Astros Stadium, which they say that is where that camera was placed, and that was directly linked to the dugout that gave them that live feed, and then they started the banging. Houston Astros Stadium is one of the loudest stadiums there is in Major League Baseball. Also, it is enclosed, so all the sounds, I could barely hear myself, even like trying to like talk on the phone. So I can't even imagine. But we also, the media was placed on stage, like behind, like the upper, between the first and second level upper, so we weren't close to the dugout where we can hear that. But I did have a friend who was in charge of the center field camera, and he was the only one there. So the camera must have been placed somewhere else, not where the Major League Baseball thief was, but somewhere around there, because he never saw a camera where he was at.
Okay, so that, we know it happened, like, during the season at some point.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, I'm having, the more I do this and the more folks I talk to, and I love talking to you because you were there firsthand for the World Series, but it just seems odd to me that no one noticed anything weird to the point where they would report it. I mean, if you come up to hit, I'm trying to put my arms around it. If I'm coming up, or if I'm pitching, and all of a sudden I hear banging on a trash can, I'm like, ah, whatever, it's probably just loud stadium. And then the next guy comes up, or the next inning someone comes up, and I hear banging on a trash can. At some point over a four-game series, shouldn't your mind trigger, there's something going on, and why do we only
shouldn't
hear banging?
Shouldn't the catcher pick it up first, though? Wouldn't you think so?
Yeah.
From the other team? Like, he's the one right there. If the batter can hit it, so can the catcher.
Exactly. Now, this isn't me
and
saying
so
it
can
didn't
the
happen.
Umpire.
Exactly. So this isn't me saying it didn't happen. This is me saying, did it really take a couple people from the Astros that were no longer Astros, or someone from the Astros saying, hey, when I was there, this is what we did? It just seems to me that someone should have picked this up somewhere. So my next question to you, so we have someone who ratted, I hate to use that word, we have someone who enlightened us on what was happening with the Astros. I feel some, as young people say, I feel some kind of way about this person. Because when you were with the Astros and you were winning, you said nothing. Then
He took advantage of that championship. He has that ring.
Yes.
He got that extra bonus. He got the parade.
And now you're upset because they didn't re-sign you and you go somewhere else. And now you're a turncoat. Now, should he have told? I have no problem. If someone is blatantly cheating, I have no problem with the information coming out. I do have a problem with you benefiting from it. And you're being the person that's now regarded as the person that put them on blast when you were also a person that benefited from that. Do you see where I'm coming from with that? It just feels dirty.
No, yeah, it is. It definitely is, and especially, but, I mean, they shouldn't have known that they did benefit. They all benefited. But, like you say, there's no what at that point. Not using technology for the team, and that's so bad. I mean, players have been stealing signs for us. They can, but that's the player's stealing signs. Player being on second base that has direct, you know, that can see the catcher, or even if you steal like a few signs from the pitcher too, who maybe overextends his arms on a fastball but doesn't on a breaking ball, then you kind of, you know, but that's fair. That's all fair. But to use that technology and have that video camera and have it directly, and then go on to your next team and try to do that as well, because Boston Red Sox did win the next year, and they said there is evidence that they had used the same technique.
On the Cave Show with VLR, broadcasting live from the Doris Fine Cigar and Tobacco on the Harry Lackey Law Line. One only LA Carrasco, bilingual reporter from Deportes, Arizona, who was covering the World Series that the Astros won, that the Red Sox won, as well. Let's be honest, y'all, so that this last one she was progressive. She's everywhere all the time. But that's all another story. So we'll get to that one later. But how do you feel? Because you to Alex Cora, you've spoken to the Astros players, you've spoken to Red Sox players, but when you, from interviewing him in the past, I'm sure even Beltran in the past, is that something that you would think, or A.J. Hitch for that matter, that they would be capable of doing to that extent?
Well, ever since, I guess, the 2017 World Series, the Astros haven't had, I had a different feeling, a different way of thinking about the Astros until I actually got to work with them closely. And they didn't really treat their media right. And even Rob Manfred came out with that statement that said they had like a reputation of not being very problematic with the media and other external people. And they all said that. And I thought it was just, you know, oh, maybe it's just me. But no, it was everybody. And then they kept having problems. Even up to this recent World Series, they also had a problem, especially with that female reporter in there and with actually other local Houston reporters from there as well. So they've always been kind of they've blocked a lot of things off as the media, and maybe it was because of that, because they were trying to hide that they were cheating. And not expose anything, or they had to rush to a meeting of watching the videos of the sign stealing. But now, yes, I do believe that they are capable of it. And I mean, I just didn't know that they would take it to another team like Alex Cora or Carlos Beltran. I thought I expected a little bit different from them, I guess. But from the Astros, it does not surprise me. After actually dealing with them personally, it does not surprise me. It's sad. I had to kind of experience it firsthand, but no. And now I'm just hoping, you know, and Washington did say that they heard about this rumor and that they did switch their signs constantly because of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, the owner is getting all scot-free, in essence, because to me, whenever an owner is fined $5 million, all that means is that $20 parking is $25, $8 beers are now $10,
yeah, the $5
and $5 hot dogs
are
now $7. Yeah, to me, that's a joke. Because the consumers are going to pay for that, because he's going to jack up the prices to cover that $5
million. Mm-hmm.
So my question to you is, do you find it odd, at least one, that this owner isn't really – a hands-on owner can cry he didn't know and be lauded for something that he did and firing a manager and a GM that should have been fired, but we're giving him praise? And two, do you find it hard to believe that all players are off the hook, but only the managers and the GMs are on the hook for this?
That's actually a point I'm still trying to get over, because none of the players, like you said, they're all off the hook. Even the ones that told us that said, hey, we were using it. And it had to take, you know, it had to take several players and several people to get this whole thing, you know, to actually work. Because it can't just be one person. AJ Hinch was not in the center field and then ran back to the dugout to whistle that there was an offset. Like, no. So there was a lot more people involved, and everybody should, you know, suffer some kind of consequence for doing this. I mean, at the end of the day, it is cheating, and they do punish the ones that, you know, use steroids. That is different, but that is also cheating. It's also something that shouldn't be done, that has been doing, to get an unfair advantage in the game, and so is using the cameras. It's getting an unfair advantage in the game that the other person does not have.
Agreed. Here's my other question about that, too. And I'm on the line with Alink Roscoe, bilingual reporter from Fortis, Arizona. And like I said, she covers World Series, so she knows what she's talking about. My other part about this is baseball came out and told everyone that's still in the league, shut up. Don't say a word. So now I'm looking at this saying, wait a second. Why are you telling them to shut up? Because if we know Houston did it, and we have evidence so far saying Boston did it, and there might be another 7 or 8 teams that did it, baseball probably want to shut up. I think is their way of saying your team may be next. You may have been part of it. We don't want to get this left to top anymore. And if there are 8 or 9 other teams that are doing this, that says we have a whole different issue with baseball. This isn't a Houston thing, man. This is a baseball thing. Is that not correct?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm thrown with this one. Here's why. And I said this to Derek Montilla yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I find it funny that a sport that has turned an eye to cheating since its inception is now really trying to come down on cheating, when if you know stealing fines have been going on, but stealing fines are okay as long as you're not using an electronic device, you basically said stealing fines are fine. If it's okay for certain pitchers in the old days to have nail files and foul ball down and try to put Vaseline on their cap or a little bit extra pine tar, you've supported all cheating forever. But now you're saying, well, we got to make sure our fans think there's integrity in the game. You've been letting cheating go on forever. You can't cheat on your girlfriend and say, but I'm not going to cheat on you when you're my wife. And then you say, oh, okay, well, that's fine. Get it out the way now. It's still cheating. So I don't understand where baseball is trying to come off as we have integrity. I mean, you see where I'm coming from? They've always embraced cheating.
Yeah, there is always something, one way that it turns will be. There's so many that people that are not, don't really know the game, they will really, like, I know, like how you said, like the Vaseline or the extra, you know, filing of the nails, and then so that's why they keep moving the balls around too. That's why you get multiple of them because of the pitchers. They'll just a little bit tiny thing on the ball that goes up, throw that over 100 miles per hour, and it'll move the ball as well. So it's giving them another unfair advantage. So you're right. There has been multiple. There is multiple ways of cheating in baseball, but this one is. Is a little bit out of hand. But I also think there's another big debate on this one is, no, the Dodgers should not get the World Series. What?
Thank you.
No.
They are the whiniest people ever. So let's just get that out. I mean, they whine too much.
Yeah, they're like, well, you cheated, give me the trophy. No, that is not how that works.
No. And you know why they shouldn't get it? Because if I lost in the AL pennant series, the championship series of the American League, I could say, no, don't give it to the Dodgers. Give it to us because we were better than them anyway. And what sense the Dodgers would have beat us? So you can't do that. First off,
there's no way to guarantee that you know that the Dodgers would have won. Dave Roberts would have pulled another move at the end of the last inning that made the Dodgers lose. So.
Amen. Amen. And he probably would have pitched Kershaw, and we all know Kershaw can't pitch in the playoffs. So you are absolutely correct. I don't believe in vacating what our eyes have already seen. I think that's crap. I think when Reggie Bush vacated the Heisman, we have O.J. Simpson, who is still known as a Heisman Trophy winner, but we take it away from Reggie Bush because his parents got a house. Come on. Vacating means nothing. We saw it with our eyes, so we know what happened. So, no, the Dodgers aren't going to wind their way into a title. And the Red Sox, they won theirs. And we don't know how far back this goes. We don't know how far-reaching it is. Are we going to start pulling stuff all the time at all these places?
We don't know how far back it goes, and that's right. And I actually, back in 2017, I gave praise to the Astros and their great farm system and their analytics. It was like analytics this, analytics that. Everything was analytics. Little does we know that analytics included having a camera and stealing nuts.
The analytics is Nikon.
Yep.
You are not lying. So I got one more, and I'm going to let you go on this. Did the penalties fit the crime? Should Hinch and their GM get 1 year? Should Alex Cora get 2 years or more? What should Beltran get? Do you think the suspensions fit the crime?
But also, you know, Carlos Beltran and Cora, they were the assistants. They, I'm sure, even if they just said, hey, this is not a good idea, they couldn't, they didn't have the final word. They didn't have the final say. Well, I mean, I imagine because they were, you know, a little step below everybody, but I don't think this is such a harsh punishment. What I am wondering is, will they ever get another job as manager of another team? Does anybody else want to hire AJ Manchester or Cora or Beltran? They're great managers, but now, I mean, now we will not know if they're great managers without.
Here's my concern, and like I said, I'm going to let you get out of here because I know you got to jump, but here's my concern. There's already a lack of minority managers in Major League Baseball, and no matter what happens, there's always a recycling of managers. Do I believe Hinch will get another job? Yes. What concerns me is, since we don't get as Major League Baseball, they don't do a lot of recycling of minority managers anyway. So once you're gone, you're gone. Is it going to make it harder on them than it will on AJ Hinch? Because we already believe AJ Hinch is a great guy and he just got caught up. Will he get another job? Probably yes. But what does it do to Cora and Beltran when I'm looking back on Major League Baseball and they don't rehire minorities very much once they've been fired in a management position? What are their chances? And do you think I'm crazy for thinking that they have a better chance of being done based on baseball history than AJ Hinch does?
No, you're absolutely right there. There is already a shortage, and there's a shortage of good managers in itself. And especially with them, they might even try and go, overseas or to a line country, I don't know where, but I mean, I hope that they can get another job because they're both great managers and great people, great players as well. So hopefully they can get another job. I'm rooting for them.
Yep. Me too. Just this time when you come back, just don't use cameras. Just manage your clubs. And doing the right thing.
Yep.
Are you ready
Take
for baseball, my friend?
Are
you're exactly right. You ready for baseball, Diamondbacks, pitchers and catchers report really soon?
So excited. I actually had the season credentials request this week, and it felt real. It's getting so close.
It does. That means one thing. That means you got to be bothered by me even more because I'll actually see you more now.
Yes, we will be there all the time, all season. It'll be great.
Hey, listen, I really appreciate you coming on, especially since I didn't see you in the text message till last night, and I appreciate every time I get a hold of you and I'm like, I need you. You're like, no worries, let's go. So I really appreciate the friendship, my friend, and appreciate you always being there when I need your opinion on this stuff.
Yes, anytime. You know I love being on your show. To be on your show. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We love having you, and we'll catch up soon. And I'll be seeing you real soon out at the facility.
Yes, we will.
All right, my friend. Good talking to you.
Bye. Have a good day.
Thank you. The one, the only, bilingual, bilingual reporter from Deportes, Arizona. She's right. And know what? The one thing that she said, I think that we should really take in, the Astros were known to be beat to reporters anyway, and especially female reporters. And I wonder if any of that had to do with them doing so much shady crap behind the scenes. They were just doing a lot of dirty stuff.
This is Elio Cobo with the Phoenix Suns, and I'm in the cave with PLR.
In 30 seconds, I'm going to tell you why this game means so much. Tonight, the Suns versus the Knicks, why it means so much. to the one, the only, DeAndre.
The Law Office of Kerry Lackey should be your first and only call if you are in need of a criminal defense attorney. Also specializing in DUI and accident cases, contact the Law Office of Kerry Lackey online or call 602-288-2303. And remember, the best offense is a good defense.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School in Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
Hey, this is Mikal Bridges with the Phoenix Sun. I'm in a cave with PLR.
So here's the situation. And I went back and I looked and I looked again and I looked at some old games and I looked at all this stuff. And DeAndre Ayton has shot 13 free throws. The season term. This game is the coming out party. Or rather, it should be for DeAndre Ayton. This is the game where he can come out and establish the fact that he's worthy of being a number one overall draft pick. See, I think a bunch of things can be true at the same time. This draft really is made up of three exceptional players. Luka Doncic is one without a doubt. But he was 30 and 15 and 17 last night, which is ridiculous. Trae Young down in Atlanta, again, balling his butt off. But I'm going to keep going back to this when it comes to DeAndre Ayton. He was the fit that was needed for what the Suns had in place with Devin Booker and the need to get a point. If Luka is here, and Suns fans and Suns reporters, every time Ayton has a bad game, we get the stats of what Luka Doncic is doing. And I understand how they're tied. Just like Mitch Trubisky will forever be tied to what Deshaun Watson and what Patrick Mahomes does. I understand. But if Luka is here, his usage rate is not as high. And for you analytical nerds that think basketball is played by analytics and that will get on air like some joker on the four-letter did and say that Kobe Bryant analytically isn't even a top five player of the decade, let alone a top five player in NBA history, this I'm going to say to you analytically. If Luka is here, he doesn't possess the ball as much because there's already a lead star here in Devin Booker. If his usage rate goes down, his numbers then go down because he's not controlling the ball every second. He's not taking the majority of the shots. He's not getting all the assists. And he's not getting all the rebounds. So you have to take all that in consideration. Now let's go back to DeAndre Ayton. Tonight, don't just give us the double-double. You're one double-double. At 7 foot with a skill set, soft touch, and a lot of things people your size can't do. But you have to be aggressive. Your personality needs to be an A personality. I know the Knicks have Mitchell Robinson. You are a better athlete. You should impose your will tonight. There has to be at least two or three times the Suns bring the ball up the court and you are demanding the ball. The shots will be there. Kelly Oubre is in concussion protocol. He probably will not play tonight. You're playing a lousy team and what's known as the most famous sports arena in the world. This is your time to come out. This is your time to show what you can do. Not that you're better than Luka. Not that you're better than Trey. But what skill sets you have that will help your team win. You said yesterday that what you have to get better at helping the team win. Doing what's needed and helping the team to get into the win column. Your work. You do that by being aggressive. You do that by being aggressive. You do that by being a seven-footer that can shoot more than 13 free throws so far in your season. Your two guard, Devin Booker, shot 13 free throws Tuesday night in one game. You should be embarrassed to have shot only 13. And maybe that's the way the Suns have to go about it. In an interview that I did with DeAndre Ayton a week ago, my specific question to him, and you've heard it played on this show, was, do you have a set of free throws, a set of an amount of goals that you go into every game shooting? Your exact words were, not really, but you know you have to get to the line. You know you need to take more free throws, and you need to take less fadeaway. You know it. You know what you need to do. At this point, it's time for DeAndre Ayton to just do it. I firmly believe that if DeAndre Ayton became more than just a double-double guy, but a guy that's getting to the free throw, a guy that's creating fouls on the opposing team and allowing other people to march to the free throw line. Look, we always talk about how they shoot a lot of free throws and get a lot of tic-tac fouls. And when Dwight Howard was there, we joked and everyone laughed about how poor he shot free throws. But the one thing Dwight Howard did for his teammates was with 8 minutes left to go in the fourth quarter, the other team was already in the ball. And everyone was marching to the free throw line at the 7 to 8 minute mark at the end of every game, getting 3 points for the Rockets. Maybe instead of saying you're Shaq Kobe 2.0, maybe just be Dwight Howard and picking up fouls. Maybe be Dwight Howard that was in Orlando. And everyone wants to laugh at Dwight and say how he didn't take things seriously. You're also talking about a guy that's going to be a Hall of Famer. And if the worst you can do is Dwight, I think you will have a really good career and really help the Suns get in the playoffs and be a consistent team that will win games. Tomorrow we will be talking about playoff games. I'm not going to tell you who I'm going to pick today. We're going to save that for Friday. But I'll tease that with there is an alien playing in Kansas City. That guy is not doing it. He is from a planet somewhere between Jupiter and Neptune. Because no one should be able to throw the ball from all those aims. And I think it should be unfair that he's going to attract him. So, when you flip that, though, that defense has to find a way to stop Derrick Henry. Because he's running wild. And on the other side, Aaron Rodgers, man. He's incredible. He's going to go down as one of the best ever. But will he see the field? Because San Francisco can run, and they can eat clock. And that defense, with Ford and Bosa, healthy, Richard Sherman. If you don't believe me that Richard Sherman is good, listen to a Richard Sherman interview. He'll tell you how good and how smart he is. Either way, we got two great games. We're going to break those down. Today we are coming to you live again to Cigar Thursdays with the Cave Show. We're live at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located on Almond School in Chandler Heights. Chandler, mention you heard this on the Cave Show with DLR. Get 10% off your cigar purchase. The big game, only 3 weeks away. You want to come down here for that. It will be a chilly cook-off. Take that time. Become a club member. Get a locker. Keep your sticks fresh, and don't forget, this is the only place you can get Faro Cigar by Rocky Patel, the house cigar of Maduro. If you can't make it down, no big deal, go to StogieWorld.com, and Stogie is with an A, StogieWorld.com, and look at the selection that can be shipped to you. If you're in-state, it'll be shipped the same day. So make sure you are checking that out. Everyone, thank you so much for joining today. Don't forget, tomorrow we are back again, special time all week, 11 o'clock. Next week, I will get this out now, that way everyone know Monday will be a best of show at the regular time of 1. We will be off 3-day holiday. It is a holiday honored, showing the honor to the great Martin Luther King. Make sure you're following us on social media at the Sports Cave, on the Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Remember, Cave is with a K. SportsCave.com is our website. Remember, Cave is with a K. And you can get me directly on the Twitter at PLR_. Thanks for the callers that called in. Thanks for our special guest, Eileen Carrasco, the bilingual reporter from Deportes, Arizona. It's always good to know if you need some info, some inside info. You got friends out there, you just call away. So until tomorrow, everyone, enjoy the rest of your Friday Eve. This has been the Cave Show with PLR. Live from Maduro's, our fine host, and thank you for having us. Until tomorrow, take care. This is the Cave Show with PLR.